Hello, and welcome to January's All In for Citrus podcast. I'm Ernie Neff, and I'm sitting with Dr. Michael Rogers, the director for the Citrus Research and Education Center. Michael, to start off, can you go over what will be discussed on this month's program?
Sure, and thanks, Ernie. This month, I'm going to talk about what's planned in IFA Citrus programs for 2019. And then Dr. Burns, Dean for Research with UF IFAS, will talk about her career and experiences in agriculture as she heads into retirement this month. Following that will be Lori Herner with IFAS Extension. She'll be talking about what extension agents are seeing in the field. Then finally, Dr. Liliana Cano from the Indian River Research and Education Center will go over some new approaches for breeding disease-resistant citrus.
What can growers look for from IFAS citrus programs in the coming year?
Well, in IFAS, the HLB research continues to move forward. We have, many of the growers are aware of many of the projects that are continuing that have been going on for several years now. Obviously, those projects continue. We also have new research projects that are being implemented or started this year, and those are based on some findings from past work. And so as you hear more from IFAS researchers over the course of the year, you'll be hearing more about these continuing and new projects. The goal of our IFAS citrus programs continues to be to provide growers with the most up-to-date information that they can use to help maintain or increase the production of their groves. And so that's why it's important for growers to stay up-to-date on the latest research results that we're finding. And again, that's part of the reason that we're doing all of our new communication efforts through the new website, the newsletter, and also through this podcast.
What specific programs are planned for this year?
Well, today I wanted to highlight three of the programs we have, extension programs that are planned for the first part of this year. And the first of those is the Florida Citrus Show that's taking place January 23rd through 24th at the Finn Center in Fort Pierce. And this program is organized by Dr. Johnny Ferrarezzi. He's a horticulturalist at the Indian River Research and Education Center. He's done a very good job of getting this program put together. And for those who are going to be in attendance, some of the topics include things such as root health, nutrition, post-harvest issues, which is important for the growers, the fresh fruit, grapefruit growers on the East Coast, pest and disease session, information on new varieties. Johnny's also put a new session together, a little different. It's entitled Outside of the Box Ideas. So they've put together a great program, and I hope that growers will take advantage of this and attend this program January 23rd and 24th. There's also a new event taking place in February that's really targeting the post-harvest side of our industry, the processors and the flavor companies. And this is the first annual Flavor Summit that's being held February 5th and 6th at the Rosen Plaza Hotel in Orlando. And this is being co-organized by Dr. Yu Wong, who's a flavor chemist here at the CREC in Lake Alfred, and also Dr. Stephen Munger from the UF Center for Taste and Smell. And so some of the topics at this particular Flavor Summit include current science and trends in the flavor industry. It includes things like interactions of citrus genetics with flavor. There'll be talks on consumer preferences, opportunities for new product development. Those are just some of the topics that are going to be covered. But I really want to encourage folks from the processing and flavor industries to go online and sign up and attend this new event that's being taking place this year, as I think it'll be a really good opportunity to reach out and get more going in our post-harvest side of things in the citrus industry. Lastly, in March, we also have the International Research Conference on Wang Long Bing, the IRC-HLB meeting. And this year, this is the sixth meeting of this group of scientists that comes from around the world to talk about HLB research. This is a research conference, and mainly it's just researchers who attend. The past five meetings have been held in Orlando. They happen every other year. But for the first time this year, the meeting will be taking place in Riverside, California. And many of our researchers from IFAS will be in USDA in Florida as well, will be traveling to California to present their findings and also hear from other scientists abroad about what's being done on HLB research in other parts of the world. And now, while this is a scientific meeting, growers generally don't attend. And so in the past, what we've done is we followed up with a grower day to provide a summary of the information that was presented at the meeting things that would be of value to the growers. So you don't have to sit through a lot of maybe boring, I'll use that word, boring scientific information, but get to the meat of it, the take home, the salient points that growers want to know. And so this year we do plan to do the same, have that IRCHLB Grower Day, but it's going to be a little different from how we've done things in the past. And it's because we recognize that there's a lot of meetings going on around the state that weighs on growers' time. You have limited time to get out to and pick and choose which meetings you're going to go to. And so what we're going to be doing is Tuesday, April the 2nd, our citrus extension agents are again going to be hosting the annual Citrus Grower Institute in Avon Park, which is at the South Florida Community College. And so this year, as part of that meeting, which is already planned, we're going to have a session on the IRCHLB meeting. That Grower Day session will be part of the Citrus Institute this year. And so, again, our goal is to try to make it easier for growers to get the most out of their time when they come to our meetings. And so I really encourage folks to attend the Citrus Institute this year, as it'll be a really information-packed meeting and of value to everybody who attends.
That sounds great, Michael. I know they'll get a lot more out for the HLB summary. You wanted to make some final comments on the upcoming programs for this year?
Yeah, and so I just wrap up by saying that overall, our goal is to get as much useful information on living with HLB in the hands of growers and doing this in a timely manner. And again, we've got all of our communication efforts. We're trying to increase our efforts at communicating in different media outlets. But I do encourage folks to attend these programs we just talked about to stay up to date on what we're learning. The information that's going to be presented, it'll help growers make informed decisions on how to best manage production in your specific situation. Again, every grove is different, and so it's hard to have a one-size-fits-all recipe. And so we just want to get as much information in the hands of growers to help them make informed decisions. And I'd also just encourage folks, if you ever have any questions or suggestions, please don't hesitate to reach out to your citrus extension agents, especially. They're an important link between growers and the research community. And if you don't know your citrus extension agents, get to know them and work with them. And they're there to help serve you as well.
Excellent. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
This has been Ernie Neff. Over to Abby Taylor and Dr. Burns.